Penguin Random House Audio presents A Renaissance of Our Own, a memoir and manifesto on reimagining. This is the author, Rachel E. Cargill. For Mom, thank you for seeding my curiosity and growing my courage. Manifesto. I am who I say I am. I shape my existence with curiosity and intention. I honor the spectrum of experiences I have had and will continue to have in this lifetime. Each experience adds to my understanding of the type of woman I decide to be. My highest values of ease, abundance, and opportunity give me guidance and recalibration toward my truth. They strengthen my yes and fortify my no. I walk confidently with the understanding that my choices are aligned. My place in the world is sacred. No one knows me better than I know me. I honor and celebrate the ways my chosen self unfolds as I learn, grow, and shift. My beliefs are rooted in my trust that my current self, younger self, and older self are all partners on my path to well-being. I surround myself with people who affirm safety, kindness, and joy. I maintain boundaries that remind me and others of my needs and my desire to be well. I show up with my very best as a daughter, lover, auntie, neighbor, and friend. I hold tight to my belief in revolution. Justice is not a passive pursuit, but one braided into every way I show up in the world. I name my privileges, being educated, financially secure, neurotypical, able-bodied, and cisgendered, and I use them as platforms to fight for the well-being of others. It is an honor to learn my way through this lifetime. I commit myself to my curiosity and interests, gaining new and deeper knowledge not only of myself, but also of my unique interests, like art and the history of Black feminism, is always a worthy use of my time. I have found my work in the world to be rooted in using my genius as an activist, writer, entrepreneur, and philanthropic innovator. I do my work in a way that aligns with my values and desires. Rest is a right I hold as a human being. Knowing that my best self is my highest service, I tend generously to my rest and healing, mind, body, and soul. I give myself permission to let go of perfectionism and invest energy into simply being inspired by the living. Author's note. Dear listener, my entire life is a testament to reimagining. What was given to me when I was a child was a life defined by limitations and rules. What was expected of me, what was offered to me, was barely enough to fit in the palm of my hand. I was raised by a single mother with a physical disability. We lived in government-subsidized housing and depended on welfare. By the time I was in middle school, both my older sisters were battling drug addiction, and my mother had become the primary caregiver for their children. As you can imagine, expectations for my own future were dismal. While I did not have a name for this feeling at the time, I think we would call it ambition, I craved a different life from the one I'd been born into. So I began to reimagine something more for myself. Each step I took away from where I started and toward my vision of a different life led me closer to the place where I am now. Today, I am a public academic and the CEO of a successful seven-figure business founded in social good. A business I manifested from a dream I refused to ignore. But it's not where I started. I was once an unhappily married woman living in a small town trying to convince herself that the voice she was hearing inside her was of value. Luckily, I listened to that voice, and the work I do now is rooted in knowledge sharing and advocating for the rights of Black women and other marginalized groups. I have an online community of nearly 2 million people from all over the world who have found value in my voice and leadership. And most important, I live a life surrounded by those I love, who love me back, and who provide nourishment and goodness to my soul. It's a life that, for a long time, I had only imagined. But then I unearthed the tools to bring this reimagining to life. And so, as it often happens when we experience life-changing breakthroughs, we want to share them with others. Moments that offer an exciting new lens through which we can view the world can push us to evangelize, to insist that others also consider this way of living. Perhaps for you, that breakthrough was a college course that gave you a new framework for considering your place in society. Maybe it was a conversation with your grandmother that uncovered a family truth, shifting what you understood about your lineage and yourself. Or perhaps, as for me, it was after years of trying, testing, and pushing back against what was supposed to be, discovering the beauty of what could be when we give ourselves permission to sample a version of life on the other side of impossible. These realizations, these moments, these experiences will often both break and fortify us. And the result is that we are never the same. We are reoriented in the world, invited to take the brave step to reimagine. As you'll hear in this audiobook, I have had several such moments throughout my life, some subtle, some earth-shattering. Each demanded that I reconsider what I understood about both myself and the world around me. It started when I was a young girl and I began to question what was being taught in the church. Moving into my teen years, I started to wonder what life might look like outside the cycle of struggle and survival my family was trapped in. As an adult, I questioned the shoulds that society often places upon women around relationships, careers, and childbearing. As an activist, I confronted the whitewashed feminist movement I'd originally been steeped in. Confronting the ideas and ways of being we find comforting or familiar is no small task. It takes courage and vulnerability to look around at the world we are living in and say, I want something different. To some, our reimagining the world might feel like a threat, an invalidation of their truths. To ourselves, this reimagining might feel like a betrayal of a truth we previously were committed to. To the world, our reimagining might seem like a risky, even dangerous act, since maintaining the status quo is considered both honorable and respectable. I stand as living proof that a life reimagined is possible, necessary even, for any person willing to do the work, willing to make peace with the unknown, and believe wholeheartedly that they are worth the effort. This reimagining has been a permission slip, allowing me to explore my fullest potential and most authentic self. My hope is that it becomes a permission slip for you as well, and that together, as a community, we continue to push past any limit that threatens our freedoms. The more we approach our existence in this way, the stronger our reimagining muscle becomes, and the more powerful the reimagining. I'll see you on the other side. Love, Rachel. Introduction: A Journey to Reimagining. There are points in time that can divide our lives into a before and an after. A moment when a line of demarcation is drawn, after which the lens through which you look at the world permanently shifts. Usually, these moments come unbidden, when you least expect them. For me, it arrived during a bicycle ride in Phoenix, Arizona, in the spring of 2017. Biking through the Phoenix Arts District one afternoon while heading back to the color-washed hostel I'd been staying in on 9th Street, I found myself deep in thought. Balancing my iced coffee in one hand and staring with the other, I let my mind wander. I was a bit awestruck by the afternoon I'd spent at a museum. A visit I'd expected to be insightful, but that also had turned out to be deeply moving. For the last several weeks, I'd been indulging in all the goodness Phoenix offered, witnessing how the desert moon rises high long before the sunset. The city was one of many stops on a backpacking trip I decided to take the leap on, and I just toured the Pueblo Grande Museum and Archaeological Park. The park is home to a replication of a 1,000-year-old indigenous village of adobe homes arranged communally in compounds that allowed people to hunt, fish, cook, eat, gather, build, work, play, and celebrate together. The Hohokam people had figured out a way to exist, communally and simply, with intention and innovation that mirrored what I was craving, a way of life I hadn't yet witnessed but that I deeply longed for. The museum made clear this way of existing had been possible all along and had been achieved with great efficiency in society's past. as I considered how many
Sample complete. Ready to continue?